Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Keys to the Game. I'm Jeff Joniak, and this week the Bears will host the Arizona Cardinals at Soldier Field, so let's dig right in. Keep pounding the ball offensively. There is no lip service being paid when it comes to running the football. It's a big part of the Bears' offense and should be against the Cardinals. Matt Forte will be pounding it inside against another 3-4 front after experiencing great success against the Packers 3-4. Now, Arizona owns an aggressive physical defense that plays with an edge. It's a fast unit, somewhat undersized, but one that comes at teams from all sorts of angles. In the passing game, they thrive on pressure, dialing up blitzes from every level of the unit. Their secondary, well-regarded. Safeties Deion Buchanan takes the majority of the snaps as an inside linebacker, while Tyrone Mathieu, the honey badger, is a terror on the ball. He also lines up all over the field. Against the Saints, he was in the box, he was a wide corner, he was a slot defender, and his blitzes broke up two Drew Brees passes. These players need to be accounted for, as does defensive end Calais Campbell. The Cardinals may get a lot of hurries and pressures, but they are also prone to giving up some big plays. When the opportunity is there, the Bears have to execute. On to defense, and Pressure Palmer is my key. In the 16 games he's been the starting quarterback, the Cardinals are 14-2. When healthy, he's very good. The veteran pocket passer is nifty enough to avoid pressure, creating throwing lanes that lead to some big plays. However, he's not necessarily interested in tucking it and running. Against the Saints, Palmer worked the underneath routes, completing 6 of 7 for 93 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Bears will want to create as much pressure as possible and get to Palmer. The secondary will be challenged by Palmer's weapons because of the speed of the unit. It's very good. John Brown is dangerous. Rookie J.J. Nelson runs in the 4-3-7 range. Michael Floyd has build-up speed. And Larry Fitzgerald is now a slot possession receiver, but crafty with his signature strong hands and toughness after the catch. Former basketball player Darren Fells had a big game at tight end against the Saints and is an ascending player. The screen game led to a 55-yard touchdown catch and run by rookie David Johnson, who should see more time due to a knee injury suffered by Andre Ellington. Veteran Chris Johnson, also on the roster, also a player to watch. Over to special teams, and improving the kick return and kick coverage units will be key as the Bears try to make that jump from week one. Arizona has struggled for two seasons with their kick return game, but David Johnson, the rookie, had a 43-yard return against the Saints, and J.J. Nelson has that speed I was talking about on punt returns. The Bears gave up a couple of big returns, the Packers rookie Ty Montgomery, so that coverage unit will need to come together quickly. The son of former Bears kicker Kevin Butler is the Cardinals punter. Drew Butler excels with hang time and limits the return ability with a lot of fair catches. The Bears have to know where Justin Bethel is on coverage. The two-time Pro Bowler is one of the best in the National Football League. On to intangibles. Fight fire with fire, man. Like the Bears under John Fox, the Cardinals take on the personality of their head coach, Bruce Arians. They play with a swagger and a toughness that Arians brings to the table. Players love him, and they bought in, and they respond to his aggressive approach. The Bears under John Fox already have that same mindset. They like to play a tough, physical brand of football, so it'll be an interesting collision of philosophies in week two, and the Bears will have to fight fire with fire. So that wraps up this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to join Tom Thayer and myself on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Our pregame coverage begins at 9 a.m. at Soldier Field with kickoff at noon. That's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game. So thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak.